Welcome to today's Rentschkat Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The cast and crew of Anne of Green Gables join us on today's program. They're here to preview this week's show. A smaller production the last couple for Union Street Players have been a little bit bigger. Let's talk about that first of all. A smaller cast size. I guess it's a little bit different of an environment than what you've experienced these past couple of times. Talk about that. How much more, I guess, intimate are rehearsals, and what does it mean to work with a smaller cast than maybe one that's bigger?
Yes, this cast is 11 people, and it is a more intimate experience. The cast really starts to feel, I think, like a family. They spend a lot of time together. They get to know each other better. We are able to work a little more closely. People are at rehearsals more often than when you have a huge cast. And it really is a nice experience to have a small cast like that, especially when you have a show that's proving to be as technically challenging as this one.
That's what I'd like to add, is that it may be a smaller cast, but I think compared to many productions, it has many more scenes. And so in that sense, it's not necessarily easier or simpler. It can be just as complicated, even though it is a more intimate experience.
And we're here with two of the big cast members. Susanna, to my right here, is the lead in Anne Shirley in Anne of Green Gables. First of all, what's your experience been like with Union Street Players? And tell us a little bit about Anne.
I've really, really enjoyed being involved in Union Street Players. I've been in two other productions, Seussical, the musical, being one of the bigger ones, and Christmas Carol being the second one, of course. But I have just loved being Anne Shirley. I grew up with Anne of Green Gables and watching the movies and pretending to be her in my room when I was little. And it's been a dream come true. And just getting to know her as a person and really delving deep into her emotions. And it's been a really wonderful experience.
And Sophie, you play more, what did you say, a motherly role as this cast or this character? It seems like we had a snippet where you're reading and where you're first introduced to Anne. What is the role that you're playing, I guess, in this one?
So I play the role of Marilla. And Marilla, motherly might be stretching it a little bit. Marilla is a single woman who lives with her bachelor brother. And the two of them accidentally, if you will, adopt Anne of Green Gables. And Marilla perhaps is the person in the play who changes the most from the beginning to the end, because whereas she starts out stern, sometimes a bit harsh, Anne is able to capture her heart and change the person that she is.
When they come in to see this show coming up this week, what are some of the things that they can expect? I guess if people are also on the fence about coming out, why should they come on into the community center?
They should come and see this production first, because it's going to be absolutely fabulous. The cast and crew have worked very hard to put together our wonderful USP quality of show. The show itself is about how people grow and change, about how families evolve, and especially how families evolve that are not necessarily of blood relations. And it's a beautiful thing, I think, to see those kinds of relationships develop and to be reminded that the people who come into our lives have that power to create extraordinary change and really make our lives all the better for it.
Between the two of you here to my right and my left, what has the bonding on a smaller cast been like, especially with something that is about things like this when it comes to the growth of families? You know, in a sense, a cast can become a family that's not blood related. And I'm sure that's kind of resonated with some of you.
And it really speaks to my own life as well, being I don't live with my family right now. But yeah, it's just, you know, I found that, you know, being far away from my family has really given me the opportunity to bond with the people around me, including Sophie and Phil, who plays Matthew. It's just been really wonderful, because I mean, if I didn't know them as well as I do now, I wouldn't be able to play some of the scenes with them where we have to be more intimate. In fact, I remember when I first had to kiss Matthew on the cheek, and I didn't want to do it at all because I didn't know him that well. And you know, as we've gotten close to each other, we've made it kind of into a joke, and it's we've made fun out of it, and it's been wonderful. So,
have you experienced the same thing?
Well, I did not know any of the cast members at all before this production. So, I mean, it's really from going from zero to getting to know some of them quite well for the short amount of time that we've been together. So I knew Anne, who is our director, and I have known her for quite some time, but the cast members are all new to me. And so that's been a good experience of just also expanding my horizons of the people I know.
That concludes today's Rensselaer Village. Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news is next on KNIA KRLS.